The K-Rock Football pre-game interview.
Team, about 4 minutes away, we are hearing late change, although this man might be able to give us an update as we go down Boundary Side.
Of course he will.
It's only 4 minutes. Thanks to Rex Grell Geelong, providing an outstanding motoring experience. The VFL coach, Shane O'Brien, after a 7-point win, standing patiently with Jason Doherty.
Thanks, Tom. Yes, I just spoke to Simon Lloyd again, and he said they're still working through things with 3.5 minutes to go, so we'll get that team shortly. The big rumour is Tom Shield, but anyway, we'll see how we go. Shane, great effort by the boys tonight against the Brisbane Lions. We were just talking off air. Great night for football, and it was nearly O'Brien halfback and Taylor set halfback we were talking about there. You get a kick tonight.
Yeah, we're dreaming a little bit there, Harry and I, but no, it's a beautiful night for football, and even the curtain raised today was fantastic conditions. And we ended up having a good win, and the boys got tested a lot of times during the game and played very well.
We'll talk about, I'm sure Kingy and the boys upstairs will talk about all of them, but I'll jump in and say Ollie Dempsey was amazing, 4 goals and really led the way. You've got some talent in that team to work with.
Yeah, a lot of young guys like Ollie's. How many games played now? 3 games of VFL football, and every week he's had these like 20-minute bursts where he just kicks goals. He's got a canny knack of that, and we haven't got many players on a list like that, so we love what we're seeing with Ollie, and who knows where it takes him, but he's got a lot of development left in him, and as you can see by the size of him, he's got to get in the gym a bit more, but we're loving what he's bringing at the moment. Even the other guys like Cooper White had some amazing contests today to keep us in the game, and critical contest. Mitchie Nevitt's growing every week. Cooper Stevens, he's a third-year player, but he's really looking above VFL level. And then Shannon Neal probably had his best game, I think, for the club, just his ability to either half a contest or win a contest and then kick his goals today. So they all got rewarded, those boys.
Cheese, appreciate your time, Kingy, Benny and Neal up in the K-Rock box. Just back on Ollie Dempsey. He was one of the four emergencies this evening. He was probably never going to play, but is that a bit of a carrot being dangled in his direction to say, hey, we like what you're doing?
For sure. I suppose it is a bit of a carrot, but at the same time, it's a development tool for Ollie. Like, if he was required tonight, well, I think we would have played him, but obviously wasn't required, so he played VFL. But just talking to him yesterday, doing the captain's run, preparing today as if he was going to play an AFL game just in case, like, he just learned a lot. And even Mitch Nevitt did it last week, and for him to go in the rooms and see, like, our leaders, how they prepare for games, like, he used blitz halves as one of his examples. Like, he, like, blitz is a bit of a character off the field, but when he comes to play, his preparation is faultless.
I know you've probably got to stay on script, and Chris Scott has spoken about Cooper Stevens, just that lack of footy he's had over the last 2 years, but in your eyes, how much more VFL football does he have to produce at the elite level he's produced over the last 3 games to finally get the crack that everybody's hoping for?
Everyone at the club, and we want to see Cooper succeed and play AFL football because he deserves it. The last 3 years has been bloody challenging for a young guy with COVID situation and the injuries he's had. But it's a tough one because where does he play and who does he kick out? So Cooper's just got to understand he's a young player that hasn't played a lot of football and just got to keep on putting performances in like he has done the last 2 weeks. And his opportunity will come, and when it does come, it's about getting in there and then holding spot.
Shane, you mentioned Shannon Neal. He sounds like the Australia's Got Talent winner, but...
Sings like him too.
Does he?
Yep.
Is he solid, is he?
Very solid.
In the shower?
No, I haven't seen him in the shower.
that's probably a good thing. Do you think, I know players get thrown all about all the place, but do you think his position is going to be as a key forward long term?
Not sure. At the moment, that's what he's focusing his development on, but it's a bit like... Sam Nicone, the last 2 years, he's played as a fullback, he's played as a wing, he's played as a ruck, he's played as a forward, and Shannon's probably doing a fair bit of that as well. So it's sort of, as you saw last week with DK being thrown forward, it's like we can do it because we've exposed it to him at VFL level. But at the moment, Shannon's more forward. Love to get him up in the ruck a little bit more too, and use his athletic. He's an athletic guy, very tall and athletic, and we'd like to see him up the wing as well.
Shane, Pete Ryan here. Toby Pete. Conway, he's obviously injured. Yep. How long before he gets back?
We haven't got a real time frame on how long Toby's going to be before he plays a game, but he's just doing a lot of work at the moment. Obviously, with his body and being a tall guy, we want him to, when he does start playing, not to break down on us. The glimpses he showed over the pre-season, he's pretty impressive for a big guy just with his actual natural talents, but... we can see him in the future being our number one ruckman, and we just got to be careful that we don't break him down. He's injured all the time, so we're putting in our time and effort just to make sure he's stronger, and then when he plays, he's ready to go.
Shane Neildy here. Good luck tonight,
hey,
mate.
Neildy.
Hey, In a few quarters, there's a few people that often talk about the fact that the Cats haven't been down near the bottom of the ladder and haven't grabbed that, you know, player in the 1-5, say, of the draft. And it's really going to hurt the club at some stage. Now, we've just heard you talk about the quality of the young players that you have at your disposal. And we heard Hock earlier. He told us about how the club has bolstered the development department off the field. Where do you sit with that comment if someone says that to you?
I don't agree that there's going to come a time where we'll bottom out. I think we're planning for that, and we've been planning for since I've been here anyway, for the last 10 years, that our old boys are going to finish it one day, and we've got to have guys ready to go. So that's all we do every year, is when we pick young guys, we're hoping that we can keep developing, and then when that time comes, Joel Selwood retires in 2 years' time, we've got a Mitch Nevitt or a Cooper White ready to go. So I can't see how we would bottom out. That's probably my biggest point with it all. We've got enough guys that we get development into and time into a VFL level, and they get opportunity, they're ready to go.
Terrific. Thanks, mate. Thanks for that answer. Now, Shane, need you to stick together with someone who's really not a media person. I just sit up here with these guys. It's sort of a bit of imposter.
No,
now,
I don't. This
now,
is
oh, now they're ripping into me. Oh, I can't believe it. Now, Shane, you've been speaking for longer than 3 minutes, which means the team's out. Now, if I can get the scoop here, these guys are going to hate me. Who's out of the side?
No, in all seriousness, I haven't been in.
Oh, Shane, that's outrageous.
I've been with the VFL boys just trying to keep a lid on it.
Oh, that's not... Oh,
you couldn't lie straight.
Off air,
bed,
Shane. This is going to go pear-shaped for you.
No, I'll let you keep digging, boys.
the team actually was due out 2 minutes ago, and it still hasn't been submitted by our system.
They're still working through me. It.
So this is incredible.
They must still be
Quentin
working.
Narkle is stripped, so he's playing.
It probably has been announced, but you guys don't get it.
Come on, Chief.
Come back.
Give us something.
Can I ask you a quick serious question again?
No.
No.
Yep.
Top up. There's a top up list, which is kind of weird, but how many blokes do you reckon, or how hard would it be for blokes to step straight into playing AFL footy if, God forbid, the half the list was decimated and you had to draw on those guys?
It's a good question, Pete, because we had that discussion when we were actually choosing the COBA 20. Our philosophy was to back in our VFL program, and it's probably this year has been the year where we've gone really young in our VFL program. So I think we've got a lot of talent coming through in our VFL program, and I think there's some guys in our COBA list that are really young. If half of them guys had to play at once, well, geez, that would test you. But in all honesty, I've said to Andrew Mackey and myself when we're sort of discussing it a bit, is just if we've got three or four guys, we'd feel really comfortable that they'd slot in and know their role and know the way the team wants to play. Would they dominate? Probably not, but they'd be ready to go. But it's probably the amount of players on your top up list at once that probably could test us out. But all we can do now is just train those guys up as best we can and get the games into a VFL level, and it does eventuate during the year, they'll get an opportunity, and look forward to seeing how they go.
Quick turnaround, Cheese. You're off to Southport next Thursday night to open round four.
Yeah, that'd be great. They're obviously probably the more mature and better teams in the VFL program, and I think our young guys are ready to challenge them and see how we go. Good opportunity to learn how to fly and travel and play on the same day and all that sort type of stuff, so we're pretty excited by it.
And have you told Scotty you'll see him Monday at the MCG after 3 days on the Gold Coast?
Wish it was that easy. That sounds good, though.
Hey, Cheese, the team's out.
Do you want me
to tell you what's going on?
No, you better, actually.
Well, Quentin Narkle is into the side.
Yep.
Tom Stewart is out of the side.
All right.
Yeah, Zach Guthrie's a sub. Brian Myers is in as well, so there's changes there. Asava Radaglia is also out. So Radaglia and Stewart are the late outs.
Well, there you go. Tom Stewart was out the back with his kid on.
Oh, well, there you go. Yep. Yeah, interesting. Yep. We'll dig a little bit deeper post-game. Hey, Cheese, I really appreciate you taking the time to join us. Hopefully we can do this a bit throughout the year where we get some double headers between the VFL and the AFL, and we can talk more about some of these rising kids.
Awesome. It's good talking series with you guys.
Yeah. Good on you, Shane.
Nice, Cheese.
Thank you, Cheese. Shane O'Brien joining us there.
Keep your WhatsApp open. The K-Rock Football pre-game interview.